Recently, there were 225 national, state, and regional ag associations and companies who sent a letter to House and Senate leadership calling for a vote this year. We've already seen reaction from a lot of these other members of Congress who have seen this letter, and they have started to engage more with us and the business community. But, you know, it doesn't matter how many letters we send or how many meetings we have. If we don't communicate effectively to the general public and to the voters out there the importance of trade and the benefits that trade brings, then they're going to continue to listen to all this anti-trade negative rhetoric that we're seeing right now in a lot of these presidential debates. So we need our producers out there to go to these town hall meetings, to send letters to Congress, to call their elected officials, who are all going to be in their hometowns this year asking for their vote. Well, they're going to have to earn your vote. And if they don't support trade, and more importantly, if they don't support TPP and passage of it this year, then we need to put people in office who will support that. Because at the end of the day, they are accountable to the voters, and they need to understand the importance of what this means to us. So we're going to continue to meet with a lot of these elected officials here inside the Beltway in Washington. But this trade agreement will either be won or lost at the precinct level by the voters. And that's why it's important that everyone engage as much as they can and take this positive message of trade to the voters at large.